Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Friday, June 20, 2025.
Attempted assassination of Colombian candidate. On June 19, 2025, a 15-year-old shocked the nation by trying to kill a presidential candidate in Bogota, Colombia. This alarming incident raises urgent questions about political unrest in a country with a troubled history of drug trafficking and civil conflict. Despite a peace process that started in 2016, many are left wondering about its effectiveness and the safety of the upcoming elections in 2026. The involvement of a young person in such violence highlights serious issues affecting today's youth. Juanita Goebertus, director of the Americas Division at Human Rights Watch, is calling for greater responsibility and protective actions for candidates as the elections approach. This attempted killing underscores the ongoing uncertainty in Colombia's political landscape and the pressing need for safety measures to ensure secure elections.
U.S. intelligence versus Trump on Iran's nuclear program. A major clash has erupted between U.S. intelligence officials and former President Donald Trump over Iran's nuclear program. U.S. intelligence insists that while Iran has a significant stockpile of enriched uranium, it is not on the verge of developing a nuclear weapon. This conclusion has remained unchanged since March 2025, when a head of U.S. intelligence informed lawmakers that Iran hasn't decided to ramp up its atomic bomb efforts. In stark contrast, Trump claims Iran is just weeks away from acquiring a nuclear weapon, directly opposing the intelligence community's findings. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has added to the tension, suggesting that Iran is secretly working on a nuclear bomb plan. Senator Mark Warner expressed confusion over Trump's statements, highlighting the need for clarity on Iran's nuclear activities. Although Iran is enriching uranium to 60% purity, it hasn't yet weaponized it, leaving the ultimate decision to its supreme leader. Recent Israeli airstrikes may have delayed Iran's nuclear ambitions, raising serious concerns about regional stability.
Lee Jong-suk on U.S. military response to North Korea. On June 19, 2025, in Seoul, Lee Jong-suk, the nominee for the director of South Korea's National Intelligence Service, stated that he believes the United States will take strong actions, possibly including nuclear strikes, if North Korea attacks South Korea. He highlighted the vital role of the U.S.-South Korea Security Alliance, which has been crucial for stability in East Asia since the Korean War. Lee expressed confidence that the U.S. will protect its ally, even at the risk of American lives. The growing threat from North Korea, with its advancing nuclear weapons program and missile tests, has raised serious worries about potential conflicts and humanitarian emergencies. What could happen if these tensions escalate further?
Global investment trends and concerns. Global foreign direct investment, or FDI, has dropped for the second consecutive year, according to a report from the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, known as UNCTAD. This troubling trend raises questions about what 2025 might bring for investors as ongoing trade tensions shake their confidence. The report shows an 11% decline in investment transactions, indicating a significant slowdown in funding that supports economies worldwide. UNCTAD Secretary General Rebecca Grinspan warns that this uncertainty acts like a poison for investor trust, with investments that truly create jobs and improve infrastructure on the decline. While Europe faced a staggering 58% drop in investment, North America saw a 23% increase, largely driven by the United States. Southeast Asia, however, is thriving, reaching a record high of $225 billion in FDI. Yet, despite steady capital inflows in developing countries, investments are not flowing into essential areas like infrastructure, energy, and technology. What does this mean for our future job market?
Nippon Steel acquires U.S. Steel. Nippon Steel has successfully acquired U.S. Steel, a major American manufacturer located in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This deal marks a pivotal moment in the steel industry, with U.S. Steel shares halting trading on the New York Stock Exchange at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time on June 19, 2025. Initially, the acquisition faced political hurdles, blocked by President Joe Biden due to national security concerns. However, after Donald Trump took office, he reviewed and ultimately supported the deal. Nippon Steel plans to invest $11 billion in U.S. steel by 2028, including $1 billion for a new development project. A special share with veto power has been established, allowing the U.S. president to block key decisions such as changing the company's name or relocating jobs. This acquisition raises important questions about job security for U.S. steel employees and the future of the U.S. steel market, while also highlighting ongoing concerns about foreign investments in American companies.
Poll reveals frustration among Democrats ahead of midterms. A recent Reuters-Ipsos poll shows growing frustration among Democratic Party members in the U.S. Over 4,200 participants revealed that 62% want new leadership, while only 24% are satisfied with the current team. In contrast, just 30% of Republicans are seeking change. The poll highlights a gap between what voters want and what party leaders focus on. For instance, 73% of Democrats want to limit corporate spending in campaigns, but only 58% feel this issue is being addressed. Additionally, 86% believe that wealthy Americans and large corporations should pay more taxes. California Governor Gavin Newsom, a potential candidate for the 2028 presidential election, echoed these concerns, stating that voters feel their key economic issues are being ignored. This dissatisfaction has led to leadership changes, including Randy Weingarten's recent resignation from the Democratic National Committee. As the party gears up for the midterm elections, aligning its priorities with voter needs will be crucial for regaining trust and support.
New Zealand freezes funding to Cook Islands amid China concerns. New Zealand has put a hold on NZD 18.2 million, or about 11 million US dollars, in funding to the Cook Islands due to worries over recent agreements with China. This decision, announced on June 19, 2025, means that financial support will remain paused until the Cook Islands improves its ties with New Zealand. Prime Minister Mark Brown downplayed the significance of this funding freeze. As New Zealand's largest supporter, the country has provided NZD 200 million to the Cook Islands over the past 3 years as part of a nearly 60-year partnership. Tensions are rising between Pacific nations and their larger partners, Australia and New Zealand, as ties with China grow stronger. Agreements signed by Prime Minister Brown with China in February 2025, which include funding for infrastructure and scholarships, have raised alarms about national security in New Zealand. Although these deals don't promise security cooperation, they have sparked protests in the Cook Islands, reflecting concerns from opposition lawmakers. This funding freeze highlights the growing friction between New Zealand and the Cook Islands, which share deep constitutional ties.
South Korea's bold budget proposal for economic recovery. South Korea's government, under President Lee Jae-myung, has unveiled a bold supplementary budget of 30 trillion won, about 23.5 billion US dollars, aimed at reviving the economy. This plan includes over 20 trillion won for new spending to boost sluggish domestic demand and support vulnerable sectors. To address a tax revenue shortfall of 10 trillion won, the government is introducing a universal cash handout scheme, providing vouchers of 150,000 to 500,000 won to citizens. Approximately 84% of the 51 million people in South Korea will receive 250,000 won, roughly 180 US dollars. This proposal follows a previous budget of 13.8 trillion won passed just last month, driven by a significant economic downturn. The central bank has lowered its growth forecast for the year from 1.5% to 0.8%, influenced by uncertainties from U.S. tariffs and political challenges, including former President Yoon Suk-yeol's controversial martial law decree. The new budget will increase the fiscal deficit to 4.2% of GDP and raise government debt to 49% of GDP, with plans to finance 19.8 trillion won through additional treasury bonds. The proposal will soon be submitted to the National Assembly, which is currently controlled by the ruling Democratic Party.
Modi and Trump discuss India-Pakistan tensions. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and former U.S. President Donald Trump recently connected in a crucial 35-minute phone call to address the growing conflicts between India and Pakistan. This conversation followed a tragic terror attack in Kashmir that claimed the lives of 26 civilians, further straining relations. Modi strongly emphasized that the U.S. had not intervened in the situation and rejected any discussions about a potential trade deal. This was their first direct communication since early May 2025, when they last tackled these pressing issues. Modi's remarks underscore India's commitment to maintaining sovereignty in its diplomatic relations, especially concerning the historically contentious Kashmir region. As tensions rise, the world is watching closely to see how these developments will shape the future of South Asia.
Market volatility amid global economic uncertainty. Investor jitters are on the rise as global economic uncertainty deepens. On June 19, 2025, Norway's central bank unexpectedly slashed interest rates, causing the Norwegian krone to drop 1% against the US dollar and the euro. In Switzerland, the central bank surprised everyone by cutting borrowing costs to zero, which boosted the Swiss franc against the USD. Meanwhile, the U.S. Federal Reserve, led by Jerome Powell, decided to keep interest rates steady, citing worries about future economic conditions. The USD has fallen nearly 9% against other major currencies this year, but saw a slight rebound amid escalating tensions between Israel and Iran. François Villeroy de Galhau from the European Central Bank hinted that adjustments to rate plans may be needed if oil prices remain volatile. Mark Dowding, Chief Investment Officer at Blue Bay Asset Management, expressed concerns about significant economic uncertainties, noting that traditional forecasting methods are losing reliability. As global stocks pull back from recent highs, volatility in European equities has surged, prompting investors to seek safe haven assets. This situation reflects a major shift in global markets as central banks navigate a complex landscape of trade wars and geopolitical tensions.
Strengthening ties between Russia and Indonesia. On June 19, 2025, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto held a historic meeting in St. Petersburg. They signed a landmark agreement to create a 2 billion euro investment fund, managed by Indonesia's Danatera and the Russian Direct Investment Fund. This partnership aims to enhance cooperation in key areas like agriculture, energy, and trade. President Prabowo emphasized the importance of their discussions, which focused on economic growth and technical collaboration. As Southeast Asia's largest economy, Indonesia is looking to diversify its international alliances and is interested in joining the BRICS group. This collaboration could significantly influence Indonesia's foreign policy as it navigates relationships with major powers like the United States and China.
Federal judge blocks Trump's immigration funding conditions. A federal judge has halted the Trump administration's plan that required states to cooperate with immigration enforcement to receive federal transportation funding. Chief U.S. District Judge John McConnell ruled that the U.S. Department of Transportation lacked the authority to set such rules, stating there was no clear connection between immigration enforcement and the intended use of funds for highways and bridges. This decision came after a lawsuit from Democratic state attorneys general in 20 states, who argued that the administration was unlawfully pressuring states by threatening to withhold federal funds. The case was triggered by a warning from U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, indicating that states could lose billions in transportation grants if they didn't comply with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, sanctuary jurisdictions, which limit cooperation with federal immigration enforcement, were central to this legal battle. California Attorney General Rob Bonta praised a ruling, asserting that federal funds shouldn't be used as a political tool. This landmark decision could reshape the relationship between state and federal authorities regarding immigration policy and funding.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.